Okay. So, in the fourth quarter last year, we also had some abnormal activities in the U.S. We had severe weather issues in our northwestern part of the business. We had a couple of units closed for a couple of days because of the storm. So hopefully that malady is not affecting us again. And what else was I going to say? So internally, we want to continue improving. We'll face the seasonality, and the third aspect is what's going on with the economy, right? It's hard to say at this reached the bottom in the U.S. or not. I don't know that. But I feel that we are much more advanced with crisis in the U.S. than we are in Europe. So if it rebounds, it rebounds probably quicker in the U.S. than it does here in Europe.
But I think there's also one other factor, too. We restructured the business at the end of 2008, and we expect to see the benefits of that starting the Q2 forward. So I think on the cost side, we'll start seeing the not only from the quality of the management we've seen, but also in terms of cost, we should see some benefits in Q2 going forward.
Yes, thank you, Mark, for that addition. I believe in my first version of the speech to you that you couldn't hear, I was also sharing the fact that recently did a survey, internal survey. It's called engagement survey of our employees, and what we found out in our U.S. business was that the scores were extremely high, which just shows and confirms that the changes in the leadership and the structure and the fruits of the integration are really starting to show up. So that lays a great foundation for further business improvements in the U.S.
Okay, so my next question would be, can you give someone just rough guidance, maybe there will be just the range for the profitability of U.S. business for this year? Where should they expect to come here?
Well, we don't, as you know, Łukasz, we don't disclose such forecasts. I can tell you that when we took over the business, the history of profitability there was around 5-6% EBITDA margin.
Okay.
And we would like to get to that point definitely. I mean, we know we could, we've been there, done that, so there is no reason why we shouldn't be there even in times of crisis. How early that happens, I'm not ready to disclose that at this stage, but this is definitely for us the first step in the profitability improvement.
It's a reasonable target for next year, maybe not this one.
That's your speculation.
Okay. And my final question will be regarding the financial costs. Quarter-over-quarter, in the first quarter, you've increased your interest-bearing debt position. However, the cost of financing has dropped. How come?
Let me take this one, Wojtek. This is Piotr speaking. It's driven basically on the back of two factors. First one, effective cost of external debt went significantly down, and this is driven on the reference rates that were dropping for a couple of last quarters. The majority of our debt, vast majority, is based on a floating rate, both Polish and Czech. So this is one of the reasons.
And it's
the second one is
Czech crown debt, or
it's Czech crowns and Polish zloty.
Okay.
With major credit lines set in Polish zloty still.
Okay.
This is the first reason, and the second reason in Q1, we also enjoyed some positive foreign exchange differences of around 1.5 million zlotys. It was based on a couple of U.S. dollars-based assets that we have in Europe. So this is basically that.
Okay. And going forward, just well, forecasting your financial costs, well, we don't know anything about the FX differences. It's just tough to calculate, but have you seen any, well, major ups and down or downs in the spreads in your credits from banks, or just old spread, and we just should take a look on WIBOR, and that's it?
I think the change in spread is already materialized. We did a club deal in December of 2008, so as we communicated earlier, at that point in time our credit spreads were adjusted, so to speak. Going forward, I think Q1 is representative of the rest of the year, and we're not expecting any changes to credit margins that will be applied.
Okay, just adjusting for these FX differences.
For FX differences,
no.
Pardon?
You'll never know where it goes.
You never know. It's based on FX performance, though we're actively... All I can say is that we're actively keeping track of our net exposure, so on this side we're pretty much confident and we do not expect any major surprises. That's all I can share with you.
Okay, fine to me. Okay, so thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you.
Good morning, Michał Potyra from UniCredit. I have one question regarding the other operating income. Can you please comment what we can find inside of this number?
As I mentioned, there is a significant impact of the addition of our SCM, supply chain management organization, and half of this figure you can see, we reported more than 9 million of other income. Half of that is related to SCM. We had some additional other incomes from the U.S. business, of course, and the rest is related mostly to the scale of our European business. Just to remind you, other income is related mostly to some marketing budget spend bags that we have from our franchisors and some spend bags that we get from our major food and beverage suppliers. So this is more or less the split.
Okay, thank you. But is this income from SCM a recurrent one?
This is a recurring item. We expect SCM to generate, to positively contribute throughout the rest of the year.
Okay, thank you.
Good morning. It's Kamil Schlager from KBC. Hello?
Hello?
Can hear you. Go ahead.
It sounded like KFC almost.
Yeah, similar. So
I'm not sure which restaurant you were calling from.
Okay, so I have some follow-up question on U.S. business. Did you book any restructuring charges in U.S. operations, or like was said, some restructuring gains actually? And could you say what is like a core EBITDA margin in U.S. in first quarter?
Well, if I recall, most of the restructuring burden was accounted for in Q4, so
some in
Q1 as well, and that's preempting your next question. We don't expect any major issues coming out of that going forward.
Okay, and if we can forget for a moment about economic crisis in U.S., I just wonder if in regular economic conditions, seasonally, second quarter or first quarter is better in U.S., if you can enlarge a little bit.
Well, that's what I said before. That business is configured in such a way that its performance in the first half is better than second half. Why is that? Well, a couple of reasons. First of all, the number of holidays, believe it or not, is larger in the first half than second half of the year. Even though you have Christmas and Thanksgiving, for some reason Americans celebrate more during the first half of the year. That's one. Weather also. I hate using the weather as an excuse, because every time weather is brought up by our brand president, we often challenge them and say, I mean, we don't buy it. I mean, please don't blame the weather, because this is a lame excuse. But whoever you ask in the U.S., they will tell you that winter, especially in some regions of the U.S., can be really a limiting factor to the business. And last month I was visiting our stores in the U.S., both on the East Coast and West Coast, and when I was in Oregon and Washington, people were telling me stories how much snow they got. Actually, you couldn't almost see the restaurant. There was so much snow. It's really hard to imagine. And Mark, who is here with us, he was traveling home for Christmas, and he was stranded at the airport for a couple of days because the whole system was paralyzed. So our restaurants are part of the infrastructure, right? If you can't get to a restaurant, then you can't get to a restaurant. So it happens during the second half of the year more often than the first half, and that's probably the main reason.
If we break down the first half of the year into quarters, so there's like the quarters are basically the same, or second quarter is better than first quarter?
Well, they are similar. I wouldn't single out one of the two as being a better one or worse. So I don't suppose that there would be a huge distinction here. I would say getting closer to the end of the year, you get much more potential negative impact of the factors that I've mentioned.
Okay, and question on Russia. Do you still expect a better performance on EBITDA compared to 2008, as you said in for Q08 presentation?
Yes, it's very much dependent on what's happening with the economy. Piotr mentioned the devaluation of ruble, actually depreciation of ruble. There was no official devaluation that I've heard of, but that and the declining economy in Russia has a big influence on our business. We can see still some internal improvements, potential for improvement. Some of the systems that we've introduced still leave some room for upgrading. So this can somehow offset the results, but overall we are at the mercy of what's happening in the economic environment, and that's why we decided to not to invest heavily in Russia. We are waiting for some better times, and Piotr wants to add something.
To add on to what Wojtek said, the guidance that we were giving you regarding Russia last time was related to nominal level of EBITDA that we're expecting there, and to that point we still believe that with the initiatives that we took to reduce the negative impact of FX on rents with other initiatives around core brands, we'll be able to beat last year when it comes to nominal level of cash generated.
Okay, thank you. And my final question is on continuing franchise fees. Could you give us a reason for the fluctuation of this fees as a percentage of total sales? It's like in first quarter 2009 was a record low.
This is structural, and this is related to the addition of our U.S. business. We did, I think, very compelling and clear disclosure on franchise fees and other franchisor-related costs in our Q1 report. You need to know that the Applebee's system has 4% royalty, so addition of the U.S. business, which is around 40% of the whole portfolio, made that figure to go down.
Okay, thank you. That was my final question.
Thank you.
Anybody else? If not, thank you very much for your participation, and once again, very sorry for the delay. Hopefully this was the last delay of that magnitude. We'll do our homework to make sure that those technical problems do not happen again. So have a nice day and the rest of the week.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.